Did it, Dusky Gusky?
Yeah, it did.
It did.
All right. Here we go. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this new episode of Cadillac on Mars. I know we're a little bit late, but, you know, wrapping up the year of school and getting into summer. Yeah, we're about a month off.
Yeah, we're fine.
I lost track of dates, and then I started, once school ended, I was traveling the world. So I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Look.
So I want to start off with my main man. Well, not anymore. Now,
God damn.
Now, tease me, man. Delvin's just knocked down to regular, not even homie status, just my acquaintance, Delvin. I thought we were better.
You
know,
put me to Mike Fowler status.
No.
Like we know him.
I mean, you know, he's around. Like, I know him. I don't know him, Noah. I heard he stays around the way. But, you know, Delvin's out here, you know, making best friends with other people and just leaving the, you know, the OGs just behind.
Not at all.
Clearly, by the evidence, you can make that verbal claim. But based on what has been shared, my dad have to disagree. So, you know, we're going to do some relationship repair today based on
healing.
And, you know, just we'll give him the opportunity to plead his case. So, Delvin, take it away. What's up with you?
What is not? It's been a busy, shit, I guess, month. I've been doing a lot, man. I don't even know where to start. You know, Father's Day came up. My girl birthday came up. And those are two wholly, totally different experiences in themselves.
All right. When was her birthday?
It was June 6th, if I'm correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those were two different experiences.
Back to back weekends.
Yeah. So that was two different experiences. Mm-hmm. That's a long story. Fun stories, but yeah.
It's also Swedish Day. I don't know if you know that. Swedish Day. It's respect on it.
Put some respect. Just fucking knocking out a bunch of lingonberry, huh?
The gag is up here in my neck of the woods. There is a holiday called Sweetest Day. Okay. It happens around October, and I don't bang with it.
Okay.
But Vanessa accidentally said Swedish Day once, and it made me laugh. And I said, going forward, we will celebrate Swedish Day. And when I went and looked it up, a Swedish Day actually exists. And so we kind of fuck around on June 6th because it's Swedish Day.
Is that your lady's birthday
and Swedish Day? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll always raise one to her going forward.
Right. Yeah.
Did you eat Swedish fish on that day?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly how it goes down.
I figured that much. Yeah.
So without giving up all the details, because we'll try to record a So Tell Me within the next couple of days, in the very short condensed version, what did you do for her birthday?
Oh man, a lot.
Okay. Or you know what? Let me ask this question.
What didn't you do?
Did you celebrate her birthday without your ex fucking it up?
Yes.
I did actually. Shit. What?
Yes, I did. That's the amazing thing.
I was not expecting that. I was expecting you to be like, well.
This is going to sound so fucking, I don't even want to say what I did because this sounds so fucking pretentious. But it's what she wanted to do. We went on we rented a private boat, like one of those pontoon boats.
Yeah.
And had dinner on the boat.
Nice.
Going around Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Man, the same company you and your brother got the boat from that one time?
Different company, but same idea.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah, because I remember you doing something similar with your brother, less romantic, but
yes.
Still.
I don't want to be romantic with him. but yeah, it's a very similar concept, but there's like this fancy restaurant that's right next to it
mm-hmm.
where you can order food from, and they bring the food on the boat.
Yeah.
See, that's what's up. So then you just had this nice like private date on the water, probably seeing the sunset.
Yeah, it was exactly that. It was really nice. It was in the afternoon. It was a really, really nice vibe. Really cool. We was listening to music on the boat and stuff like that. Passing by the millionaires' houses. I will say this. One thing that almost fucked it up. Nothing to do with us. As we were getting on the boat, there was a lady right next to us having like lunch, and she passed out.
Oh shit!
And the ambulance paramedics had to be called and to take her away. I guess it was heat exhaust because it's been hot as fuck here.
And that's what I was about to say. Was it a heat issue? She just got like too cooked in the dome.
Yeah. And it was just a little weird. Like, hey, watching the lady get serviced by the paramedics, you're like, oh, we'll get on this boat.
Yeah. Because it's like, you kind of want to help, but at the same time, it's like, what can I do?
Yeah. And we're on a time limit. Like, yeah.
Don't even trip. You good.
This boat is ready about an hour. We can't be like, gagging. Just sitting here like, dealing with you, lady.
You're like, she good? Good. Okay, yeah, we got to get on this boat.
Prayers up. Let's get on this boat, baby. Right.
She going to die? Nope. Okay.
As long as she's alive, we're good.
And yeah, because I paid for 2 hours, an hour 45.
Yeah. Like, hey, we got to get this water. We got to eat this shrimp. We got to drink this champagne.
Right.
Got to have a good time. And it was a blast. It was a memorable day, to say the least. It was very memorable.
Did you do the whole, like, all right, and then just go.
it was funny because just, you know, there was a few boats, but the boat ahead of us was like, I guess it was another black woman's birthday party, and she was drunk as fuck. So when she was getting on the boat, the lady was already laid on the floor on the left side of me.
Oh shit!
Watching this lady get on the boat, she almost fell in the boat because she was so tore up. I'm like, oh, this is a sight to see.
Right.
What is going on? And we're like,
I am seeing ends of the spectrum right now. And you're over here just trying to chill.
Yeah.
You got one turning up and one turning down.
Yeah. Like, what is going on both sides of this?
Oh, fuck, dude. What the hell? That's wild.
Yeah, but it was a nice ride. It was a nice trip. We had a lot of fun playing like music on the boat. And I can't say that.
All right. You just had a good time.
Yeah, I had a good time. I had a really good time.
That's nice.
But a lot of stuff's been going on since the month. Like, you know, I can say this, but I can't say what it is because the review embargo is not up. I'm reviewing a game for PSVG.
Oh, yeah. I heard you guys mentioned that.
Yeah, and I was supposed to be recording the audio for it, but somebody had to make some adjustments, and they just got the adjustments to me. So now I have to, after we record this, I got to record the audio for it so we can have the review up really soon.
Is it a major game or something new? Like, have we heard about this game?
I'm quite sure you have.
Okay.
It's a game. I will give you the biggest hint I can give you. It's a game that's coming out this month. And it's something I've been anticipating. You guys probably don't give a shit, but I've been anticipating this game.
Oh, for a while. Because you like those hentai ass titty games. So it's probably
not that. But yeah, I'm super excited for it. I guess I can tell you if I enjoyed it or not because nobody knows what the fuck game it is.
Right. So,
yeah, I'm enjoying my time with it. I've been especially enjoying it because I got it for free.
Is this Garfield Kart Racing Part 2?
Damn right.
Knew it. This won't come out till next week, so the embargo will be okay. So actually, you can fucking say it, because I'm legit not going to put this out till the 1st.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm reviewing AEW Fight Forever.
Oh, you've been talking about that. You've been hyped.
Yeah.
All right. Like,
take this in the chat so the nigga can know. But thank you. So
when I thought about it, I started doing the math, and I was like, wait a minute. You guys are supposed to announce this like on Wednesday, which means we could put it out because this isn't coming out to what, Saturday?
Maybe? Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, AEW Fight Forever. I'm reviewing it. I'm enjoying it. If you like the old THQ wrestling games from back in the day, like it was on N64, it's just like that, just a little bit faster.
I mean, is it prettier? Like, is it like those kind of games, but looking like new games?
Damn, he barely.
Barely. It
Word?
It looks modern, but it doesn't, like, you expect it like to look like NBA 2K or like the WWE games. It does not look like that.
Damn.
It looks a little low budgety, but it's fun. It's very fun. If you like AEW, you like wrestling and stuff like that, you'll probably love the game. I'm enjoying my time with it. Story mode is kind of bare bones and stuff like that, and there's like moments in the story where I'm like, huh, why did you do that? But, but it's fun. They have an exploding barbed wire match. It's dope.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's a really cool game. It's cool that this is gonna be a thing we're doing now. PSVG is gonna be reviewing games.
Man, that's kind of cool.
And wow. I'm kind of excited that we kind of stepping into that foray because you know for a while Kevin was doing it for PSVG and then he kind of stopped doing it.
Because he's still reviewing, but he's reviewing on like it's the solo.
Yeah. So I think I mentioned to Donnie I wanted to review this game. He said, let me see if we can get codes for it. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, we did. And then it's kind of like, you know what? Let's try to get codes for other games.
Yeah, how did you get the hookup?
I mean, you know, Donnie, you know, when Kevin was doing the thing, he was getting some PR. They PSVG has like some PR hookups and stuff like that. You know,
oh, that's true. No, you're right. I remember
from back
them.
In the day. So, you know, they're just kind of reuniting these relationships and kind of reaching out again.
Nice. That's kind of cool.
So we back into the review business again, baby. I'm excited.
Yeah, to kind of connect with the wrestling story, where we were last week, there was one night where they had like the Mexican luchadors.
Oh, they're cool.
Mexican wrestling. And that shit was like insane. And then immediately when it was done, my son was like, I need to go to a wrestling match. Like, not because at first he thought when we told him we were going to see wrestling, he thought it was like his fucking high school style wrestling.
No, and I that's was like,
whack. No, fool. It's not fucking. This is like cartoonish. And so man, they were doing the acrobatics, like all this shit. And so he was like, oh, I want to see more of this. He's like, because don't they do like explosions? And I was like, oh, yeah, it gets fucking crazy.
Yes.
So I was like, I got to take him.
You should take him to either AW show or GCW show.
Okay, because I looked at the calendar. There's no AEW happening out here for like the rest of the year. But you said GCW.
Yes.
Is GCW the busted one that you went to? Like where we could hear you?
No, that was Impact.
Okay.
That was Impact. GCW is kind of like this indie promotion.
Uh-huh.
But they have a lot. It's violent. They have like it's almost like ECW used to be.
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
So if you want to see the explosions and wild shit like that, GCW is the place you want to go.
Okay. Yeah.
Game changer wrestling.
Because I was like, all right, let's check it out. Let's see what's what. Man, that's cool. I'm glad you're getting into it. Now let's talk about your Father's Day. How did that go?
It went really well, man. It was I went to a barcade. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun, you know. Where the whole thing is you have to buy a drink and you can play as many games as you want. And that was a fun experience. I had so much fun, man. These last few weeks, this last month, I've been almost zen-like in relaxation. Like, you know, to the point where it's like, how do I say this and not sound, I'll just say it. It's been times where I'm like, do I feel like recording a podcast? Nah. I just want to enjoy life. And it's not that I don't want a podcast anymore. It's just more or less like, no, I want to enjoy life now. I'm experiencing different things. And while podcasting is still a priority to me, I also enjoying life and relaxation and enjoying myself also is. And speaking of podcasts, I have another announcement to make that was kind of found out yesterday. My son's making a podcast.
Oh, dang.
Nice.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me.
I don't know what the topic is. He didn't tell me. He just kind of put it out there and sent it to me for me to listen to episode one. And it's pretty good. Fowler already heard it. It's called Ren Talks Whatever. It's on Spotify.
Okay.
It's his little podcast where he reviews things. He talks about the things that he likes to talk about. He's going to probably have guests on and things like that. But yeah, I'm proud of him. He's putting himself out there. He's learning the podcast. He's being more vocal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for him.
Yeah, that's what's up. And it's always nice, too, to see, like, your kids, like, do, like, products and things like that, you know, or just create content on their own. Yeah.
It's funny because when I was listening to it, the intro is like, hey, my name's Delvin. I'm the son of Delvin Cox. Who's the host of the Delvin Cox Experience? Like, why are you telling people this? Who I am? Like, they don't know who I am.
He's like, listen, he's like, I'm just trying to get a little bit of your shine on me.
But then he said that. But then he said, then he, his next line is, but he has nothing to do with this podcast. So why did you tell him that? I was like, yeah, my dad's Michael Jordan. But Michael Jordan, they teach me nothing about basketball. Right.
He's like, my dad's Michael Jordan, but not the basketball player, like the landscaper locally.
Yeah, exactly. The bowler, the professional bowler.
The professional bowler, yeah.
I'm not the Michael Jordan.
Yeah, not the Michael Jordan, the professional bowler. Yeah. He almost bowled a perfect game once. That's his greatest accomplishment. He almost bowled a perfect game.
Oh shit, that's funny. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So what did the kids do for you for Father's Day?
Oh, they got me some gifts and stuff like that, and they let me relax. It's been a good relaxing time, man. That's kind of the thing. I've had a lot more time to play video games. Like, you know, playing the AEW game has been really great. Mm-hmm. I've been enjoying myself on that. They gave it to me on Steam Deck, mm-hmm. So I've been playing it on Steam a lot. And it's been great. The only problem I really had, well, the biggest problem I had was I started playing it for like 3 or 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then when I went back to the game, it erased my save.
Damn.
Completely. So I had to start back over.
Yeah. I'd rather have it tell me that my save is broken than to find that my save disappeared.
Yeah. It fucking sucks.
Because, yeah. I mean, either way, it's bad, but like, damn. At least like a broken one, you might Google and find a way to repair. Or just be like, all right, this is that moment. But when it's gone,
it was gone. I think what happened was when they updated the game, mm-hmm. they erased my save.
Oh, it just did a wipe?
A complete wipe. So it was like I didn't even play the game. Like, fuck.
Damn, that's
oftentimes a complaint you hear from reviewers that like they hate putting in all this time on review code only to, you know, have a real game come out and then they got to start from scratch if they really enjoy something. Sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Man, that's some bullshit.
But otherwise, that has been pretty good, solid week. A lot of relaxation. I'm still playing Tears of the Kingdoms. It's a pretty good game. The things that I guess didn't connect with me in Breath of the Wild is connecting with me here.
Yeah, when we get down to that part, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely on that shit, man. It's so good. Although I love Breath of the Wild, so it's nothing to be. So I just love this more.
I did not love Breath of the Wild. And I enjoy this game a lot.
I see you pop up and I'll chuckle every time. I'm like, yep, it's my man Devin back on.
Yeah. I've been playing it a lot. I've been doing a lot of stuff and it's just a great experience so far.
Yeah, I did the whole deal of I got the, and I think Costco was having a sale, even a further sale too, where it was like
$100 gift card for $90.
Yeah, or I think it's always $100 for $90, and it was like $85 or something like that.
So oh, okay. Nice.
So I was able to squeeze in on that, and then I got the vouchers, and so then I bought it with the voucher. So then it only cost me like, what, $40? $45?
I was just telling somebody
like
about that, those vouchers today.
The voucher is the move. I don't know how I ever missed it, but then when I heard other podcasts talking about it, I was like, wait, what the fuck is this? So now I still have like a voucher left for another game. So I bought it as well. But then I think I started it up just to fuck with settings and then just everything else has been going on. But it's my game to play this summer. How about you, T? What's been up with you, man?
Well, vibes is chill, man. A few things. In the month since we last recorded, mm-hmm. my lady lost her job and then found a new job.
Jesus.
Where she makes way more money and has more relation to her actual degree. And so it all kind of worked itself out.
That's what's up.
That's awesome.
Because she hated that other job. They were super shitty. Mm-hmm. A company in the great state of Florida. I won't talk shit. I won't name them, but I will shame the shit out of them at all times. But mm-hmm. they treated her dirty, man. They never respected that she had FMLA and ADA stuff that need to be, you know, a complied to,
right?
But it's just, it was whack. So her company, what is her, she worked for another company and this company bought that company,
mm-hmm.
and they just never was good at it, and they never really worked out. So you put that, combine that with a pandemic, it was just a bad time for my lady at that company.
Yeah.
And just one day out of, not one day, well, yeah, one day out of blue days, she was like, they fired me. And I'm like, you motherfucker. And but yeah. We kind of knew it though, you know what I'm saying? They just been on her and about everything so much. It's like they're trying to set you up to be able to let you go. So it's cool. What's going to happen?
Like, you already see the writing on the wall. So had she already been applying, or was it like she lost it and started applying?
Lost her job, started applying at places. This place, you know, did an interview, did a second interview, then and this is when I knew like the job was hers. It was like, she got an email like 6:30 Monday morning. It was like, we'd like to get you in here for a third interview. And I'm like, if the first thing of your day got her on your mind, then you about to hire her. So they did a third interview. Everything went very well. They said, we'll let you know by Friday. And Thursday come around, they was like, yeah, okay. You start on this day.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So she got a little vacation biz.
That's exactly how we kind of respect it. So she been playing the shit out of Zelda too. So I have to kind of snatch this. Oh my, is it on the dock over there? It's on the dock over there. I might have to play some Zelda. But because she be snatching it up and playing it too. I keep saying I'm just going to buy another copy, and I know it's going to end up having to be that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I she been just getting her Zelda on and kind of just kind of trying to relax and clean the house to her liking and hang out with the dog and shit. And so
you got a physical version of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
What
I think nearly every Switch game I own is physical.
Is her job remote or in person?
No, it's in person. It's hybrid. They will, if necessary, they will let her work. But she is back in the office for the first time in about 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. And, so she was remote pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Because when
you said
Florida, then I was like, oh, she must have been remote.
Yeah. Before they got bought, the company was in Texas. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but she's been remote for a very long time, and so it is. Today was her first day back in the office, and she super loved it. They took her out for lunch.
Nice.
She's the only lady in that entire area company, not the company overall, but this particular branch location of the company. And so she basically has her own bathroom, has her own office. Man.
She's like, this is like being at home, but I get a break. I can be out in the streets for a minute.
So
not so bad. What's the commute like?
I guess maybe about 20, 25 minutes.
Hey,
but here's the deal. So for this week, it's a little chaotic this week.
Mm-hmm.
My son, I normally take him to his job and just, you know, come home or whatever, especially during the summertime. And how I was in school year, taking his job, take my kid to work. No, take my kid to school, take him to his job, take my kid to school, and then come home. Now she has a job. So I was like, well, okay, you know what? We'll just, you know, drop Xander off at his job, and we go to your job. And so today was the first time we actually bothered to look it up, which is so dumb. You never want to do this on the day of. But turns out it's 11 minutes from my son's job. It was like basically, let's see if I have to math it out. It's just 1, 2, 3 turns to get to the job from my son's job.
That's
so yeah. So I had to chuckle when we did that today.
Yeah, because that would suck if you're like, okay, so it's 20 minutes away, except the other way.
Yeah, exactly. And then my youngest has to go back to school to do some re-up on some testing that they missed during the school year. Mm-hmm. Over the next couple of days. So now I get to take my son to work, take my lady to work, take my kid to school,
mm-hmm.
come back to work myself here in the house, go get my kid from school, go get my kid from work, because for the next 3 days, the guy who normally brings him home from work is on a business trip for the company that he works for. It's a little chaotic in the house right now, but
that's managing a household for sure.
It is what I do.
Getting
that's a lot.
They need to be on time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but that has been a fun one. And in the realm of podcasts, how funny, we were just talking about it, man. My Bake Off podcast is back. Crème Pâtissier, a Great British Bake Off podcast, is back. We're reviewing The Great American Baking Show, which is available on Roku TV. It's just the American version of a Bake Off. And
goddamn baking shows out there.
Jeez. Well, I mean, the ones I reviewed, three, but one of mine never coming back. It was just a one shot on HBO that I know will never come back. So two, the British one, the American one.
So it's like The Office.
Yeah, and in almost all cases, the British version is superior in every way, shape, or form. But this season, they got a doubt in. It's their sixth. Technically, it's the sixth version of the American one. But what they finally just did was, fuck it, we going back to England. So they record this, they film this American show in England. It has the two judges from the English show. They film in the tent. They got two really great hosts for the American version. It's actor Zach Cherry and Ellie Kemper, Kimmy Schmidt.
Okay.
And in this first season, it has a few less bakers than the British Bake Off does. And I think it's already been given a second season. So I think next season it'll go even further. And it's very good. Okay. And I'm having a good time. But it's on the Roku channel. So unless you got a Roku device, well, no, you don't, you can watch it on like mobile or PC or whatever via Roku as well. But you needed a Roku device to get it. And so we started this a couple weeks ago because our co-host Nick Jew was out and about, had family business and was traveling a bunch and so forth. And then one day was Anthony's birthday. One day we was like, we're going to get this started. We're like, wait a minute, it's Ant's birthday. We can't be recording. That's your birthday. Get out of here. So we're back at it. And it's just a delight. Yeah, it's a very fun show. It's a fun show to watch, you know what I'm saying? But it's a fun podcast to make. It's a very, very good little, you know, something I get into. I really write some detailed notes about it, and we laugh and we have a good time talking about Bake Off. And so I love it, and I love having it back because if there's no Bake Off popping, that channel is just basically dead. And people will be writing, which is weird because I don't get a lot of feedback for Skim, but we get feedback for the baking show, which is like kind of fucking weird. I love it. And so people be like, y'all gonna do this American Bake Off? Like, yes, worry not. We're gonna do the American Bake Show. I got you.
I have a question about the American Bake Off.
Go for it.
If they are in England and they have English judges, how is it still the Great American Bake Off if everything is in England?
because they are all American bakers. They are baking American style stuff, which is something that's been I have found very interesting because they called them shits cookies and it was fucking with me a lot because I've gotten very used to the term phrase biscuit, and so cookie just like y'all shouldn't be saying that. Paul Hollywood, you sound weird saying cookie, my guy, because it's a biscuit and I understand it's a biscuit, but this last week was cake week and so they made. One of the bakes was a sheet cake, which I'm like, I never really considered that's very American, but I guess it kind of is, you know what I'm saying? It's just something we would have been doing. So how it works is kind of like, it's really, it works and it works well. And I kind of fuck with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause the sheet cake was out of like necessity type of thing.
Yeah.
Tools available.
Yeah. 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 And like I said, it's just fun doing that particular show. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about the other day, like, I mean, podcasts, I'm no Delvin because most of these podcasts are just, you know, real, real brief. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing them weekly.
Yeah.
But I have Skim. I have Caddy. I have Crim Pat. I have our Patreon show, which is called We Try It. And I have a podcast. So five podcasts that I'm on at any given time. And sometimes if everything hit like it is, those are all hitting the same month. It's ridiculous.
You get like the one weird cycle. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what a rookie. Hey, <man. laughs> a mere five.
Amateur hour. He's like, I'm recording five right now.
Exactly.
He said, I mute them all, then I go back. I'm bouncing between. Didn't even know. Yeah. Delvin's out here like Gucci Mane. He's a clone of himself. How was your Father's Day?
Yeah, T.
I don't do it.
No Father's Day?
Yeah, so since, you know, my kid's mom passed away and we can't celebrate Mother's Day per se, I it just made me feel shitty. So I was like, we blanked that one. That's just a Sunday in my house.
Yeah, just a regular but, day.
Like Ness goes and kicks with her pop and stuff like that there. So it's not, I'm not disrespectful of it or anything like that there. It just ain't really mine.
Yeah.
So I don't. Just let it be. Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's fair. I guess on my end, you know, I went through like the most intense part of the school year, just wrapping things up, but it actually wrapped up like really, really nicely. A lot of pieces really came together. You know, even though it was like hard, it was one of those moments where I was like, I knew like a lot of the things that I put like in the long game started paying off. where it was like people that I set up to do some like leadership or come through with ideas. Like I planted seeds early on. So then in the end, they were like, oh, I think I want to try this role or I have this idea. And I'm like, you do? Dang, that's a great idea. In the back end, I'm like, yes, I told you that shit like 6 months ago. And so it was like that stuff has been like was really, really working out. And then my district got a little bit of like a hand slap in that like you're supposed to provide a lot of like professional development or opportunities to attend things outside of your district, because you don't really learn much if you're always looking within. You kind of just replicate, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we had this audit and they're like, you guys don't go to any like conferences, like out of state, out of the county. And they're like, well, yeah, you know, we really like to keep our principals here, which is kind of bullshit, because even though they say they like to keep the principals like here in the district, they have no problem like making me go to like fucking a meeting every day off site. So then it's like, I'm not even at my school site, you know?
Yeah.
So they were like, listen, if you don't want this to be a problem, you better start sending people to conferences, because they need to like learn, they need exposure, they need to collaborate with other people from different districts. So then there was one, there are actually two. There's one like in Texas, I think, like in or in Atlanta, maybe like in a couple weeks. And then there was one in Philadelphia. So they were like, well, you know, everyone was really interested in the Atlanta one. And I was like, oh, that's summertime. And they were like, well, be a team player, you know, you should go. I was like, oh, no, that is summertime. Like, are you going to pay me to go to this? And they kind of gave me that bullshit of like, just be cool, you know, come on, do it for us. I was like, no.
Fuck,
I was like,
you.
Don't forget, this is a job.
Yeah.
And so this is not a family, like none of that stuff. If you want to take away, because currently I work 205 days. So are you going to pay me for 210 days? Like, let's call this what it is. Because if this were the opposite end, I don't think I would be getting I couldn't fly with, hey, superintendent, come on, just be cool. Just be a team player. Nah, that's not how this works. I was like, so when's Philadelphia? And they're like, well, Philadelphia is actually, because even though the kids were off like on one Thursday, my last day wasn't until the following Thursday.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's actually that following week. And it's like, you got to go for like 4 days or whatever. And I was like, tight, let's go then, because I'm still on the clock. Like,
exactly.
So, once I kind of said that, then the rest of the principals that were in my little cluster were like, that's kind of true. And I was like, I'm just saying, you know, like, that's my time to decompress, relax, spend time with my family. Like, just if I wanted to fucking scratch my balls all day long, then I could do that. But that's my choice, you know? And so went to Philadelphia and actually did like learn some, because it was all about like building community and like parent support and things like that. So really got some good ideas. The funny thing was, is like the majority of people that I spoke with, like just that were sitting at my table, whatever, all fucking people from California. So I was like, hey, tell me about your district. And they're like, we do this, we do that, da 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 da. And I was like, so where are you from? Anaheim. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? That's like 3 miles from my house.
so this is a California problem. Like none of the California teachers.
I guess so.
Like,
but and then Philadelphia just in general is really nice. Because it's got the old, or at least where we were, was like old architecture, you know. We were close to like all the shit, like the Liberty Bell.
I was gonna ask that.
All that stuff. The
Did
one
you
thing
the
Rocky I didn't
stairs?
Okay, I was just about to say the one thing I really, really wanted to do and never made it was I wanted to go to the Rocky Stairs, but it was like 30 minutes away and just never made the time to do it.
Damn,
that was like the main thing I wanted. Was the Rocky Stairs. But I found that like traveling wasn't efficient in that area. Like, because they don't do like the little e-scooters. So it's like I could hop on one and go. Ubers were just like wild expensive. Or it was like hop on a tour bus, but then it's like I got to give up like fucking like 4 to 6 hours of the day. So it just to get to that one location would have just been more of a hassle. So I was like, I think to take the Uber was like $30 to get there.
Damn.
And I was like, okay, so this is gonna be a $60 trip to see the stairs. Basically, I'm gonna get out of the Uber and be like, Rocky Stairs picture.
Hey man, stay
Uber.
Here. Don't move, Uber.
Yeah, don't move. Stay right here. Stay right here. It's one trip. So yeah, I did do that, but then you know, got to this was kind of funny too, because there's some of my colleagues in my little cluster that I do not enjoy. So then
let me ask you a question before you move on.
Yeah.
Cause you made me think about something. How many times have you gotten an Uber or got DoorDash or something like that? And it's 100% not the person that's supposed to be.
You know what? It's hard. I've never had it happen, but I've also used like those things like very infrequently. So it's like.
With DoorDash, it happens to me all the time.
Damn,
it's
crazy.
Never the person who is supposed to be for DoorDash. Not a single time has it been the person who DoorDash says it is.
It's like some guy, and you're like, you're not Maria.
Yeah, I had a friend who did a little bit of DoorDash, and what it is like, really, the kid was doing DoorDash, and they rode with them, and was just like, all right, I'll walk to the door.
I'll hop out.
So you don't have to. So it might just been, you know, you had some DoorDash partners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One's like, I'll be driver, you be delivery. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and so, Uber is like, it's like 25% of the time is somebody that's not the driver. Like, fuck are you?
Yeah, no, I've never ever had that happen. In fact, I don't use Uber. I use Lyft.
Yeah, but I use Lyft now.
I have never had the wrong driver show up, and it'd be a problem if it did. I'd be like, nah, bro, I'm looking for this guy, and this supposed to be the license plate. And you ain't yeah. either one of those. Get the fuck out of here.
I will say this. The times this happened, it was always like the person's wife.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. like, I see what's going on here.
Yeah, so it might be more like how T was saying, if they're together.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get out right now and go do this.
So I can deal with that, but I'm just saying, it was complete strangers. Like, nah, you ain't human trafficking my ass. No.
No, zero. But sorry, so back to the Philadelphia thing. I'll wrap that one up real quick. As we were getting prepared to let go, we got options of like basically we could choose any flight that we wanted as long as it was under a certain range. Where I am in Long Beach, in comparison to my district, I'm like 20 minutes on a good day from LAX.
Yeah.
Whereas like from my district office, and a lot of people who live in that area, their closest airport is a smaller one called John Wayne.
John Wayne, yeah.
So they all flow, the majority of them flew out of John Wayne, but they were, you know, they're all texting, who's flying here? Who's flying out of there? Where's everyone staying? And I'm fucking tight-lipped because there's too many of them that are either trying to do a lot or just like, I don't think they like kids, man. Like, they're just shitty people. Or they don't like kids. Like, there's one of them. And, like, I've spoken to my director about her where I'm just like, listen, I can't fuck with this lady. Like, I do not enjoy her. Like, she calls certain groups of kids. Well, when the brown kids come, and I'm like,
God damn.
Why? You know? But it's that bullshit that they just kind of turn a blind eye. Well, you know, she's good at budgeting. And I'm like, okay. So I could say like insensitive shit, but as long as I'm good at one thing, then we're good. Okay, cool. You know? So I was just like, so there's just this dynamic that I'm like, and plus whenever I have gone to a conference, I tend to go rogue.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I want to hear what I want to hear and I want to see what I want to see. And if I go to where you want to be and then it doesn't pan out, or it's just like, it's just better to do it on my own.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's just super easy. So, but it was funny because one of the principals, she hit me up and she's like, I'm really stressing out because no one's getting back to me and I don't know what's happening and I don't know where to go. And I was like, listen, I haven't told anyone where I'm staying. The only other person who knows is the coordinator of this trip, the multilingual director. Yeah. I go, he and I are staying in the same hotel. This is where we're staying. I go, but please do not fucking tell anybody because we don't want to be with everybody else. And then I was like, on the flip side, I'm flying out of LAX because it's just closer for me. And I was like, and that's that. So then we all get into our place. Everyone settles in. And the next morning we meet up, the three of us, even though I think it's a total of like eight. And like, where are we going for breakfast? Where are we going for breakfast? Because I'm like, at least I'll meet with them for this first breakfast. We don't really have to start the conference, I think, until one.
Yeah.
So let's meet, coordinate, talk. At least you saw me, I saw you. And right out the gate, they're already fucking bickering. And this one lady, the brown kids lady, is just like, it's hot and I hate it here. And the food is terrible. And I can't believe the service. And I'm like, where'd you guys eat last night? Well, we went to Chili's. And I was like, well, that's on you.
The fuck right out of here.
Right. Of all the...
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you.
You're a beautiful new city. You gonna go eat...
Right. Right. Terrible. Let me tell you. I just pulled up Google Maps and was like, food, restaurants. And there were a lot of... My first night there, I went to this place called the Bodega Bar, which was not a bar. It just... That's what it was called.
For sure.
Great. The food was fucking delicious. Like, I was just like, oh, man, this is awesome. There were so many little places to eat along the way that it was like, I was stoked. They had the fucking Van Leeuwen ice cream shops. So I was like, yes, I was fucking stoked.
That's cool.
I'm going to get some Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream.
Man, they had the flavors. I was stoked. But so we roll up and they're just complaining. And so I, the one principal who was staying in the same hotel, I was like, this is why I go rogue. So I'm just letting you know right now, I'm going to walk away because I don't fuck with her and I don't fuck with her and I don't fuck with him. So just letting you know, nothing against you. Just, you're going to see me just quietly slide on out.
Yeah.
I go, but I just want you to know, I'm not ditching you. Just, I got to.
I hate these old people.
For real. I'm like, I just can't do it. Like, you went to Chili's? The fuck is wrong with you? Like,
yeah. What?
And then they're complaining like, Philadelphia needs to do something because the air quality is bad. And it's like, it's a fucking fire in Canada.
Hold up. In Cali, all you got to do is live through fucking...
Right.
LA smog used to be the worst smog.
Right.
So they go to Philadelphia and they start carrying into the city. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to really do something about y'all. Bitch, you don't get the fuck out of my city. Right. Leave me the fuck alone.
So I slowly dip out. And we were in a rad place too. It was called like the Terminal Market.
Yeah.
And it was one of those places that's just like food stall upon food stall upon food stall. So you can get anything you want, you know? And I slowly dip out. And I get maybe like 10 steps away and I get a little tap on the shoulder. And it's that one principal that was staying in the place. And she goes, okay, I'm going to stick with you. And I was like, okay. And she's like, because I now understand. And, and she's very like, white, you know, she goes, how did you put it? I don't fuck with her either. I was like, let's go.
You just put somebody on the game, boy.
Right.
That's gonna be her mantra going in life. I don't fuck with you.
Right.
I appreciate
it. But it
was that.
Just so like, it was funny because it was one of those like, she used it appropriately, but in the most like
whitest manner.
Yeah, in but like a sense of innocence to it too.
Yeah. She's
like, I don't fuck with her. All right, let's go. But so the rest of the time, you know, they would text, hey, we're going to go eat here. We're going to go eat there. And each time was like some fucking, they went to like Fridays. They went to Maggiano's, which is like everywhere. I was like, if these motherfuckers tell me they're going to get lunch at Sbarro, I'm punching somebody. Like, come on.
We have Food Giant. Come on, Chaffee.
Right, seriously. Bro, they're like,
that's why I told you not to go to Pasagino's, because that's Pasagino's is the Chili's of cheesesteaks.
Well, yeah, that's so even when I got in, the Uber driver, she was just like, hey, where do you want to go? Or where are you going? I told her, you know, about the area and whatnot. And she goes, oh, you want to go here? You want to go here? You want to go here? I go, what about the cheesesteaks? She's like, you don't want to go to the two popular. She's like, if you want it because you're a tourist, you're going to get a tourist experience. She's like, but you got to get it from like this place. And I was like, okay, cool. I ended up not getting a Philly cheesesteak.
How you missed out on that too?
You're better for it.
Now, you know what it was? It was just like, I did have like better stuff. Like, I went to like this, like, I can't remember what it was called. But basically it was like an English place. I had a rabbit, basically like a pot pie. But it was like rabbit meat. Fucking shit was...
Rabbit meat's good.
So good. And it was cooked so like tender. And then instead of like the sort of pie crust we would do, it was just that flaky crust on the top.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of like a bechamel sauce inside. Man, it fucking hit so good. So that shit was like delicious. So I was just like, well, if I'm here, let me just see what's what. And I didn't take like a lot of research. I was just like, okay, this is a 5-minute walk. Boom, let me go. You know, so that was like really, really cool. And then came home. Father's Day was pretty fun because my wife and I have been doing a lot of like drinking at like tiki spots. So she got me and I told her recently, I was like, I think I want to master like 4 cocktails. And then that way, if we're ever somewhere and they're like, we need some drinks, or if people want to try to talk to me, I can be like, oh, I'm gonna go make a drink real quick, you know? So I was like, I want to master like 4 cocktails. So she got me a really cool tiki cocktail book. And what's neat about it is that it also has like a lot of history. Like it's written in a way that's like, here's the narrative, and then here's the drinks that go with the narrative. And then here's the next section, and here's how it led to these drinks. So it's really fucking cool. And then I got a new pair of sunglasses. And then the real highlight for me was, and I know I shared it with you guys, I've shared it with quite a few people. My kids put together a Father's Day wrap, and that wrap goes hard. That wrap goes real hard.
It does.
Like everyone that I've shared it with has been like, okay, like not only is it cool that they did this wrap for you, but it's actually pretty good. Like, I've had some texts back where they're just like, I actually listened to this in the car. Like, I've heard it multiple times. Or I'm kind of pissed that my kids didn't make me something like this. Because like Sean said, he's like, damn, it's like 3 words in and your son's already cussing. I was like, that's all right.
Yeah. Like any gifted MC, he knows what to do.
I think one of my favorite lines was, what did he say? Something like, he got me cussing in front of Lucy, but it's okay because I'm all Gucci.
Because I'm all Gucci.
I was like, stupid. But yeah, I guess the story behind is, I know they had talked about it like when I was still here. And then for Father's Day, they threw it together while I was in Philadelphia. And Gavin he's been getting better at like working on his stuff. So he just threw it together real quick. Threw Lucy on, he did all the editing and stuff like that, and so that was cool. And then like a side note to that, a couple of the Bruiser Brigade guys were on Instagram Live yesterday and they saw I was in, so then they're like, man, get in here. So I was like, all right. So we were like all talking, and then they asked about Gavin's rap. So like, your son's still rapping? And I was like, actually he is, and he's got a couple things out, and he's just, you know, kind of trying to figure himself out. I made an ill Father's Day rap, and they were like, oh, you got to DM us. And I was like, I'm going to tell you, it's not perfect, but it's good. I'm just letting you know. I was like, he's really growing. So it's like, it's just good, because it kind of goes to Delvin's thing. Like when your kids create something on their own,
yeah.
Like I didn't have to do anything, or they're trying to mimic in a sense. They've absorbed what you know and have now turned it into something.
Yeah.
It's just different. So I was just really proud of Gavin and Lucy for really putting it together. And then let me see. Oh, went to took my son to the Roxy in Hollywood. We went and saw Zaloopers at the Roxy, and that show was so fucking good. And it was funny because we were in the back, and if you've ever been to the Roxy, it's very, very tiny. Like I'm talking, it's the size of like 2 bedrooms. it's not big. And so my son was like, I don't really want to be up in the front, I want to be in the back. I was like, that's cool, we can just stand right here. And the back's got some stairs so you could see over everybody. And then I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go get a t-shirt real quick. And so the guy that was selling the t-shirts was like, oh, we're out of these, but we have this one. I was like, all right, cool. And he's like, shirt for you or your son? I was like, it's for me. And then he's like, oh, what, you don't get your son a shirt but he brings you to the show? And I was like, oh, you got it wrong, I brought him to the show. He was like, oh. I was like, so that's why the shirt is for me, not for him. I was like, this is my shit right here. I go, I'm trying to teach him how to go to concerts. And he goes, you know what? That's what's up. He's like, I got it wrong. He's like, but you're doing it right. I was like, cool. And then as the show started, then Gavin was like, I think I want to be up in the front. So then I shared like I think I sent it to T. Man, we were up on the stage.
I'm about to say up front is not telling enough. My man was
there,
present on the stage.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, so Zaloopers brought out Zach Fox. That was a lot of fun. The fucking crowd went off. Yeah. But then the real highlight was, fucking as the crowd starts to build, as more and more people are coming, when I say the crowd, not the audience, but the crowd behind the DJ and stuff like that, fucking Earl Sweatshirt pops up and the room, like the air shifted. It just went electric and everyone's just yelling for Earl. And so Loopers and Earl have done like, I think maybe 3 or 4 songs together. So then the Loopers cuts his song because everyone's just cheering for fucking Earl. And so then they do their song together. And I was just like, this is a fucking treat, man. Like, to see Earl Sweatshirt in this tiny fucking club. I'm like right here. My man was like nuts in front of my face at one point. You know what I mean? Like, Earl's right here. I was just like,
this is... You see Earl's nuts now.
So I was just like, this is fucking crazy. And so the show, just all in all, it was just hype. It was a party. Like, everyone was having a good time. Man, it was tight. So just to be able to, like, take my son out there. And then as we were driving to Hollywood, we were just... Because he's starting to get to that age of, like, asking questions about how can I, how do I, you know? Or, like, I'm telling him, I'm like, hey, so if you're ever trying to get to Hollywood, you can go this way, you can go that way to get to the Roxy. You can't park here, but you can park over here. You know, it's all those little tidbits that hopefully you lock in. So when he finally goes, we're going to go to a show, and I'll be like, okay, cool. Do you remember how to get there? Like, even though I know now it's easy because you got Waze and fucking everything else, but there's just sometimes there's little nuances where you go like, yeah, Waze says that, but if you go up Doheny, it's faster, you know? Yeah. And then while we were there too, he's gotten me into this rapper, Baby Goyard. And so then we happened to be looking and then saw that show was announced for Baby Goyard at the Echo. So then I was just like, fuck, Baby Goyard just put dates. So then Gavin was all excited. He's like, we got to go. I was like, yeah, like that's not even a question. Like, I'm telling you because we are going. Like, let's fucking do this. That was a lot of fun. And so it's just like once the year ended, it's just been like event after event after event, a lot of positive stuff. And then we went to Cancun. We left last Saturday. We left Monday and we got home Saturday. And we stayed at like an all-inclusive resort. And so that was like really cool because it was weird. Like I was like, wait, so I don't have to pay for drinks? Like, because sometimes, you know, places are like, oh, you got your room, but you don't got to pay for this or that. Uh-huh. No, everything from the steakhouse.
You know the name of the resort?
Yeah, it was, it's called Moon Palace. And then in Moon Palace, there's 3 resorts.
Okay.
And then we stayed at the Grand, which is like the Grand has all the main stuff. But it was cool. Like, I mean, we chilled like mugs. The food was tasty. It had stuff for kind of everybody, multiple pools. The only downside is that in that area of Cancun, that's the garbage water because of all the kelp.
Yeah.
So one day we actually took a water ferry over to this place called Isla Mujeres, which is the very like 4-mile island. That water was beautiful. And then we got to rent a golf cart and just kind of drive it around there because it's not really necessary or big enough to like get a taxi, you know? But that was really nice. And then, like I said, we just chilled. We just like, it was just a place to kind of relax and kick it, do some water park stuff. They got a little water park in there. Like I said, food was good. There were a few items that like at the steakhouse, for example, like if you wanted the Wagyu beef, then you had to pay for that. But you got like tomahawk chops and shit like that. Like it was good. I would highly recommend people go visit it. But to kind of transition a little, on the what's good to great, we went and swam in the cenotes, which are basically like cave pools, and that was magical. Like we had a great guide. His name was Alan, and so as you started off, you did this like sort of spiritual cleansing type of thing with some smoke, give you a little necklace. But that guy was cool as fuck. Very, very patient. Very, very knowledgeable. Like, he just had a good vibe about him, you know? And so we swam in, I think, 3 cenotes, and then we did 5 zip lines. So it was almost like a trail that we went around. But the first cenote we did, you had to, like, rappel into it. And so that was a trip, just, like, having to rappel in first place. And then you get to the water, And it was just the freshest, coolest water I've ever been in. Like, it was shocking because, one, it was hot as fuck and like 90%, 85% humidity. So it was just gross outside. But then you hit the water and it's like that temperature shift. And it was just like, oh man. And then just to see, it felt, it was so like it felt fake, you know, like the way the stalagmites and everything were. I was like, is this fake Disneyland shit? You know, because it's almost too perfect. And so then we did that. We did the zip lining, which the zip lining had me fucking freaking out because I was like, okay, they got two cables. And you run on the two cables just in case one of the cables breaks, you're still connected. Yes. But then I'm like, but did they do two cables? Because one did break, so which means that they will break. Like, so I got in my fucking head, and I was like, oh, God, I'm going to fucking die. Like, this is some bullshit. This fucking zip line is the dumbest shit I've ever done in my life. Like, I fucking hate it. Then we're going backwards. Yeah. Well, and then I didn't know, like, that as you're going in, there's basically like blocks that stop you. So I can't see it because the first couple times we're going backwards. And so you just feel like this like jolt and it's just like, tick, tick. And I was like, and when I heard when it snapped and clicked, I was like, fucking bitch. This is where I like, this is where I die. This is it. Is it one didn't break? Both of these motherfuckers broke because I just heard, tick, tick. And I was like, oh God. And then someone grabbed me and then I was down, but I was like, I'm coming to see you. This is the big one.
Oh, shit. I never did ziplining, but I did the bungee cord thing. That they had like an well, y'all don't know what it is, like Grand Prix. They had Grand Prix race around me here. They
did
had
you,
the whole thing.
Bungee into like a pool or into
like a deck or something like that. It's like it, you jump off the they knock you off the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you go all the way down, and it goes back up, and goes back down again until they finally grab you. It's pretty cool.
I thought of trying that, but let me give you a story. So a friend of mine went to Vegas. This is before we were friends. He went to Vegas for his bachelor party, and then the next day they were going to fly back home, wedding time or whatever. And fucking bungee jumped into the pool. They never, like, I guess, adjusted the slack. So he went face first into the pool water.
Broken nose?
No, no broken nose, but like two capillary black eyes. And he showed me, it's like full, I'm talking raccoon eyeballs. And he's like, I'm getting fucking married the next day. And my eyes are just, so all kinds of makeup and shit. I was like, God damn, that sucks.
Wow.
And so maybe I'll try it. But the cenotes, it was beautiful. It was really, really, awesome. Really magical, really amazing. And then there was shit too where the guy goes like, okay, why don't you just slowly look up at the ceiling? This is the only mammal that lives in this cave. And they actually serve a purpose. And then we look up and it's just fucking bats. Like,
that's and awesome.
And it's bats. And the cave ceiling from like the water up is like basically like a house. Like your regular ceiling. So it's not like this giant fucking vaulted ceiling, you know? So it's like, I can see bat faces and I'm like, oh man, it's about to be fucking World War Z right now. Like they're going to bite me. I'm going to eat a pig. Everyone's going to fucking turn into a zombie. Like this crazy. But they did tell us that the bats fly out, they get their fruit. They bring their fruit back. They eat it up. Whatever falls into the water feeds the fish. Mm-hmm. So then it's that's the circle of life in there. And I was like, damn, okay. That's a trip.
Yeah.
So that just that whole experience was just it was really, really amazing. We were gonna do Chichen Itza, but it was just way too hot. And we had already done Teotihuacan in Mexico City. So not that we were like, oh, we seen one, you seen them all, but we were like, you know, to kind of balance out the time and reduce the amount of complaints. Yeah. We'll do these two things.
So years ago, when I was at Chichen Itza, you could walk up the stairs at Chichen Itza.
You can't even
get near that bitch no more.
No.
And when I went, there was a rope because as it turns out, the natives of this continent, tiny feet motherfuckers.
Yes.
So the stairs were like super, super like you know. They didn't have much depth to them. So there's a rope that they had in the middle that you just kind of guide yourself up the stairs with. The rope was digging into the pyramid that entire time. You could see just over the years, the rope has dug into the pyramid.
Like a rope saw.
Yeah, seriously. And so I've recently heard that somebody tried to, some lady, they tried to run up the pyramid. Mm-hmm. It just needs to, and I believe she got arrested. I'm like, oh yeah,
they don't let you do that Spanish anymore. Lady. Yeah, and she got tore up too, man. They were spitting on her, pulling her hair. Like people went wild, but it's like you're being disrespectful.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I just looked it up. The hotel I stayed at, which was also all inclusive, and that was some years ago. Like I said, that was like the year 2000, so like 23 years ago, was about 35 minutes north of where you was at. So
okay.
And I mostly, we did, go look at the ocean. Like, hey, there's some, not the ocean, because the Gulf, right? That's the Gulf of Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And we did kick it there, but the pool was the way it was the lick there, because mm-hmm. it was a bar in the pool. So you just, mm-hmm. Sit at the bar in the pool. Chef's kiss.
It's a great experience. I got to tell you, Delvin, you want to do a little vacation with your lady? It's actually would be a very short flight for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is to go to one of these places in Cancun. It's for a fucking hit. Now, you have that a great cool. time. And the room was great as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, this shit was funny because the room had one of those like jacuzzi tubs. And so then Gavin was all hyped and he wanted to be in there. And then he turned on the jets but didn't have enough water. So it was like sucking up the water and then shooting it out into the room. We're like, whoa, hold up. So that was fun. But I mean, it was having an inclusive place also gave us opportunities to do things that we don't typically do, like get room service.
Yeah,
because like I always use, I've been using the example of like every time I always go to cookies are like the first thing on the list of room service. And it's like, here's three chocolate chip cookies for $15. And I'm like, oh, you could suck both my nuts. Like, no, that shit is crazy. But it was like, since it was inclusive, you could just order it up. Now we were mindful. We weren't like gluttonous where it's like just to order,
For sure.
But what we could do then was, we could schedule our breakfast for the next day and then put it like in a window of time. So then it was like, okay, Lucy, what do you want? Jessica, what do you want? Like we got everyone's food. So as we were getting ready, we didn't really have to plan for like, okay, now we got to get downstairs and wait in a line or see if there's a table. It was just like between 8 and 8:30, 9, 9:30, our food was going to be delivered to us. So that made a real good like convenience feature. So,
man, I wonder if Mexican 7-Up still hit like it used to, like it did back when I went. Mexican 7-Up had a whole different flavor profile than American 7-Up.
Like, I know that was a thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if Coke is, but I know Mexican 7-Up.
I believe because number one, lemons aren't the dominant like how it is in the States. It's limes, so I believe it's more lime forward than it is lemon forward.
It just hit a different way. It almost tastes with a soda that none of y'all can have. It's called Verner's, which is a ginger type soda. Yeah,
man, I know about Verner's. What are you talking about?
No. You don't know about old Verner's. Y'all know about Verner's now that's owned by like Cadbury Schweppes. I'm talking about when Verner's used to be a Detroit staple that kind of just made its way down here to my little neck of the woods.
I get you.
And it tasted like that. And I was like, yo, this shit tastes like Verner's. And that's kind of that hit. So. It's the banger, man. I will one day go match back to Cancun just because it was such a good time. And just to see how much it's changed and grown. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be a good time. You know, they tell you, yo, you don't gotta worry about the water. All the hotels is filtered.
Mm-hmm.
But we went with Apple Vacations who did our trip. And it was wow, like, look, you get to this airport. You look for the motherfucker in this shirt. It's this color shirt. Don't talk to nobody else. They be wilding. So I remember flying in and getting there and seeing somebody in a similar enough color shirt. Yeah. Where it's like, I'm like, oh, I see what this is. You could have pulled us right off the some hillbilly probably would have got pulled off thinking that was who they were supposed to go holler at. But I was like, it's wild how, because that, like I said, it was a little more, a little more raw in the streets and when I went in the year 2000.
So. And I'll say this, a lot of videos, because I mean, that's the beauty and danger of like YouTube and TikTok is like you can find both ends. So I watched a lot of videos, and actually the most helpful videos that I saw were from this lady, her YouTube channel. Huge shout out to 3 days, Tres Noches. This white lady who like goes around, but the way she breaks it down and organizes it is that it's not just long fucking narrative. It's just like, what's it like at the Grand Moon Palace? And then off to the side, it's like bullet points. And then she kind of dialogues a little. And then she'll go to the next section, bullet points. So it's like, you could just look at the bullet points. You could hear what she says. But she breaks it down nicely. She talked about that, how like you get off the plane, you got to go through the shark tank, not a literal shark tank. It's just people trying to sell you like, hey, you want a timeshare? You want to do this, this, and that, you know? So it is kind of intense. But we got in, we got out. Boom, done, no problem. Yeah. But then it was deciphering through the shirts, because then it's like, which one are you wearing and where are you supposed to be? It can be very overwhelming. Like, I had to call the hotel because I was like, I don't see the transportation that's picking us up. What color shirt do you have? What should I be looking for? And then she's like, we're in tan pants, tan shirt. You should see this. And you got it. It's, you know what it is? It's like real life. Where's Waldo? Like trying to find that guy in the sea of tourists and transportation. But once we got him, boom, we were in. It was easy. So that kind of made it like real nice. So the traveling portion wasn't as bad as people made it out to be, but that was my experience. But like, I was talking to someone recently and they're like, aren't you freaked out about going to Mexico because of the cartels and because of this and because of that? And I was like, well, here's the thing. I go, you do understand that people are afraid of Americans because we love guns and we shoot up schools. So when I tell people I'm a principal, they're like, are you afraid of getting shot? Like, so do you wear a bulletproof vest? And I'm like, it's one, it's a reality. Like, these things do exist. But two, it gets heightened by social media and just any like media outlets. I was like, so the likelihood of us getting, you know, swept up by a cartel, probably very slim.
Yeah.
Because one, and we're not hanging out in dumbass places doing dumbass things.
Well, sir, and the story from earlier this year was like, you know, saying somebody, a family did get, you know, shot up by the cartel, and the cartel, and they was like, oh, that was an accident, and y'all motherfuckers is going straight to jail because you can't be fucking up our money. And
yeah, so they, they put their people out. They were turning like, them people it's these in. Fools, these dummies.
So trust me, unless you got cartel business, the cartel don't want to fuck with you.
Yeah, they're not like, you know what I need? We're about to take down this fucking principal right now. They're like,
yeah.
They're like, he's broke. He can't do nothing for you.
He's a public educator in America. Oh, okay. Yeah. So no. Yeah.
They're like, you know, he's already got PTSD. Just let it be. Just let it be. But so let's go a little bit in reverse then. T, what's your good to great?
Good to great is this week. Me and the fellas are traveling up to Detroit to kick it and fit and record Skim 500.
Hey, 500 shout episodes. Out.
Yeah.
Woo!
Now, that's of course, awesome. You know, we just did the 10 year and all that, but the fellas seemed so hype off of 500. And I was just like, and they was like, we got to go somewhere. And I'm like, because we've been on trips, road trips as the podcast several times. But he's like, let's go to Detroit. We get some buddies pizza. Aunt's nephew live up there. You know what I'm saying? He just graduated college. We'll have him come on and be a guest. And I was about to say,
you could do Buddy's Pizza and some Coney's. Is that what you're doing?
Well, no, I can't eat Coney's because your boy don't eat swine, but I will have some Buddy's Pizza, and it's going to be a delight because that pizza hits so hard. It's so good. Y'all, it's so good. It's so good. And I can't wait to eat it again. I'm like, yes, I can eat some more Buddy's Pizza. It's worth it all. My sister got to connect on hotels.
Nice.
And so I hit her up, was like, hey, yo, you got to connect in Detroit? She goes, let me check. Because I was looking at Airbnb. Airbnb was like going to be like $237 for a night. And I wasn't too whatever about that. But I was also kind of like, I don't know. My sister come through with a hotel a little north of Detroit, nearer Troy, Michigan. But we don't care because we just bullshit. And it's like $90.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Yeah. It's $90, man. I'm saying that. So we all just got to throw in 30 and we straight. And I'm like, bang out, man. So, word up to my sister and her hotel connects for coming through for your boys. Like I said, we're going to head up there. We're going to meet up with aunt's nephew, do a show, maybe a show, a few shows while we out of town. Because I got some other people who live up that way. And I'm going to see if I can hit them up and see if they down to record.
What about Fowler from you?
I know, man. I keep trying. No matter how far are you from there, he goes, a few hours. I'm like, God damn it, Mike, just come down here and come kick it with us, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And he was trying to get me to go up there. And he goes, you come here, and, you know what I'm saying? And what did he say? Here, we'll just put him on blast.
Yeah.
Let's dox him. Read out his phone number.
Mike won't come bullshit with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming up 3 hours. He can't come down 3 hours and meet me in the middle. Job, turkey.
He's probably too high making chicken pesto right now, though, too.
Three-ish hours up to where he at. And he said, if you can come up here and see monster trucks at the casino.
That's the whitest shit I've ever heard. I did read that. That shit had me dying. One, that is interesting, but two, no.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm already driving 3 hours up. I don't want to drive an additional 3 hours, Dusty making it 6 hours to get up your way. So I'm coming three. If you come the other three, you know what I'm saying? We can just meet in the middle and kick it.
Exactly.
And he is not down for that. I'm
just
sorry.
Tell him, come down so you can be a live guest on the podcast.
Right.
I did. Exactly. No, bro. Don't think I didn't put it on offer. I truly did. He just ain't down for it. So
that's why we say, fuck Mike Fallon.
But I'm wild hype. I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to get that episode in the can. I'm hyped to have come to a rock. Hopefully, nothing happened to me, boy. We arrive at 500 episodes, and I think that's just wild dope, man.
I'm very proud of
this operation.
you like hope nothing happens. No, don't jinx it, please.
Yeah.
So hey, man.
No,
I never want to. So I'm just like, you know, right. Hold on, let's have this. But that's what's good and great in my existence, man. I'm very proud of it, man. True indeed.
Then Delvin, what's your good to great?
No, just man, like I said, just zen like peace, man. I've just been really relaxed, and there's probably multiple reasons for that. Something I can't say on the podcast, but been really relaxed, man. It's good. I have no complaints. It's just great, man. I can't even describe it.
You know what? And I mean, I think that's it too. Just finding that peace of mind. That's a hard. That is that is a rare element.
It is. It really is. It's really underestimated.
Yeah. So if you can find just even a few minutes in your day to be in that space where you're just like, everything's good, that's a win. That's a win. So I'm happy for you. Now I'm going to flip it on you. We're going to talk about what's up with that because. Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? What up with that? He said, she said, we said, he said, what up with that? What's up with like parents not parenting? And when I say parents not parenting, I don't mean like whooping your kid in public. I just mean like it's okay to tell your kid you need to relax or we need to go talk in this corner over here because I experienced it in like flying in Philadelphia, experience it flying in Cancun, just kids wilding out like in all kinds of different places. Like, man, there are like too many kids just doing dumbass shit and disrespectful shit that can easily be corrected with just a quick like, hey, that's not how you talk in public. Or two, we are on a plane, so you need to sit your ass down. Like, fuck, dude, man, so many kids just jumping around. And I'm not even talking about the babies crying and screaming. I'm talking about the ones that, like, you can reason with, where it's like, listen, you don't doo-doo in your diapers anymore, so I can be able to tell you to your face right now, you're acting up. And instead, it's just like, hey, little sweetheart, hey, little baby, would it be okay? And it's like, no. I heard this one dad, he said to his daughter, he's like, you know, you've been on, it was, our flight to Cancun was about 4.5 hours. He's like, you know the plan. You've already been on your iPad for an hour. So you got to now do 4 pages of your worksheet. She says, no. So then he goes, how about 3 pages? No. If you take my iPad away, I'm going to scream. No. So he goes, okay, how about 2 pages? And she says, no. So then he responds with, okay, well, just sit quietly on your iPad for the rest of the flight. And I was like, wait, she negotiated with you?
Nah, son.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Exactly.
I was like, yo. And the thing was, this little girl wasn't even on her iPad because she was constantly getting up and fucking yelling at people and like doing the whole like turn around on the seat and then look over like at my seat, which I know sometimes my wife gets upset with me because I will tell a kid, even if they're not my kid, oh, you need to turn around right now. And she's like, the parents are right there. And I'm like,
I don't give a fuck.
They're not going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Cause, oh, they're gonna tell me, but they're not gonna tell their kid.
Yeah, trust me, if they can't negotiate with that little one, they ain't got shit on me.
So then I'm just like, but so it's just shit like that. It's just like, come on, man. Like, if we want our kids to be better and like be better behaved, be better organized, just be better people, one, they got to learn to be told like, you're out of line. You're fucking up. Yes. Like I said,
you out of pocket.
Yeah. I'm not, like I said earlier, I'm not saying, you know, you got to snatch them up by the neck and throw them up against the wall. Like, I'm not saying get wild, but like, let them know this behavior right here is unacceptable. You know where you get to run and get crazy? When we get to the water park. Scream all the fuck you want. Run around. I'm going to tell you not to run, but you're going to run. Then you're going to fall. Then you're going to cry, but I'll be it. I told you. So like, you got to let me tell you. So, like, parents, it's okay to tell your kids, you got to chill. You got to relax.
You remind me, I had a flashback of this story that happened a couple weeks ago where I was in a store. And there was this little kid running around being bad as hell. And his mom couldn't handle him. And the dad just, like, snapped to me for a second. I said, boy, don't sit your little ass down. He looked at me and went and sat his leg down. His mom was running. She looked like, said, thank you. My bad. It was so funny because it's just like the dad, in just that brief second, I became like that. This kid's dad, like, boy, go sit your ass down. Cut it out.
Yep.
It just came out.
It happens. His
father
sometimes.
Erupted for. Yo, get your shit together. Oh,
sit your little ass down.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me. I just had like a flashback of my kids with that young. Like, nah, we ain't doing that shit here.
Yeah. Well, and I think, like, aside from one, like, the parent, you know, is probably not going to tell you anything. If anything, they're probably going to say thanks. And at the same time, they've already felt defeated too. So they're just like, hey, just... thanks, man.
Like, just grateful to have somebody had a back.
Yeah,
that's real.
I've been there. Yeah. But so it's just a brief one, but just one that's like, come on, man, just help the world by like talking to your kids. And then as we kind of bring it back around, we're just going to dip into our, what are we playing? What are we watching? What are we spinning? So let's go with Delvin, since you already talked about your redacted game that we now know is the AEW wrestling. Anything else you've been playing?
Tears of the Kingdom. I'm still loving that game. Like, it's such a contrast for what I felt about Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm.
What do you think did that? I mean, just to get a little G.
I can tell you.
What is the difference, do you think?
I hated that first area of Breath of the Wild.
The Great Plateau, which is, it's tutorial level.
Yes,
they try to teach you how to play the game.
I hated it. I absolutely hated it. So I hated it so much because it was so, I guess it was so obtuse to me that when I got to like the ground, like, I don't want to play this shit no more. Like, I lost like all motivation to play it. And see, I will also add this caveat to it. I got Breath of the Wild when the Switch first came out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys remember this. We had a hurricane down here. So, and you know, around that time, there was no Switch games to play. There was like 1-2 Switch, Blaster Master,
yeah,
and Breath of the Wild. So, and we didn't have any power, and I didn't have any way to look up strategy guides or nothing like that. So, the only thing I had to play in handheld mode was Breath of the Wild. I could not get into it at all. Now, I think that the biggest difference is now I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom exclusively on the big screen.
Yeah.
You know, then I feel like the tutorial part of this game, one, it gave you a lot of story details to it, and it kind of like guided you to where you need to go. Mm-hmm. So when I got to the ground, I want to say in Breath of the Wild, I was in that like that first area for like 4 or 5 hours. An insane amount of time. And Tears of the Kingdom, I was probably like 30 minutes. Not even that, probably.
Yeah.
And so, I would have to echo everything that Delvin is saying, because that was the huge turnoff for me on Breath of the Wild, was just that opening area. And kind of starting off with like a, what the fuck is going on? Whereas this is like, you see an epic moment early that's like, now I have a mental purpose.
Yeah.
And then that sort of tutorial was a little more natural and it was more condensed.
Yeah.
Whereas I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I just know there's a lot of space and I'm supposed to go somewhere. And so that lack of direction, I like my games to have some direction. Like,
open world games are often too open, and then you're paralyzed by choice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's so much to do that you're like, nothing I can do.
Yeah,
correct.
Oh, and when you realize that you spent the last 30 minutes walking in the wrong direction.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and like, I get a good example of that in Breath of the Wild. I can't remember what the rock monsters are called. When you're in the Great Plateau, there's a few of those monsters. I can't remember their names. And I'm thinking, oh, I got to fight these guys. I'm not realizing you're not powerful enough to fight them.
Yeah. You just get fucking tore up.
So I'm fine. Like, why the fuck I keep losing to these guys? Not realizing you're not supposed to necessarily fight these guys right now because you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. You only got like 3 hearts. So doing that kind of became like frustrating. Like, whereas in Tears of the Kingdom, when I, through playing it and learning it, by the time I got to one of those guys, I'm like, I'm tearing this motherfucker up.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I bought it. That's my summer game I'm going to play, you know, very, very soon.
Yeah.
Then T?
Same. I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom. I am well over 100 hours into that game. I have been spending recently just a lot of time down in the depths.
They're great.
Because I keep finding cool shit down there, and I'm just like, oh, look at this. And so anybody who tells you, because there have been people like, it's just a DLC, it's just the same map, then they don't know what they're talking about. Because Tears of the Kingdom is all of Hyrule, they're from Breath of the Wild, an entire archipelago above it, as in the sky, an entire one beneath it, as in the depths. That game is truly 3 times as large as Breath of the Wild was, and it is so good. And like I said, I'll jump on, I'll do a bunch of shit, and then I'm like, eyes getting heavy, say this motherfucker and call it a night. And I just that's lather, rinse, repeat, man. I go back at it, do a little more, get a little further, and I'm like, okay. I finally fought a Lionel. I've been kind of leaning off fighting them because they're a little bit of a challenge. And I was like, all right, let me go ahead and fight this one because ain't nobody else out here in this field. I can wreck shop on this right quick. And I did fight and win. The parrying system is so good. I don't know, man. I love Breath of the Wild, and this is Breath of the Wild more by a lot. So I love it more. So
now a question to the two of you. What is an essential item? Could be an outfit piece, could be maybe a weapon piece. What's an essential item that I would need as I start the game? Because I'm barely at the point where I've just fallen from the sky to the ground.
Okay. I'll give you some things I think that's important to know. I think it's important to realize how certain things work in terms of like the Zonite. That's important. So get as much zone as you can so you can go to the depths. You have to go to the depths, get as much zone as you can so you can increase your battery. Mm-hmm. Figuring out how that process works will help you a lot in the game. Also, I would say, since you're starting off, go do a few shrines to get your hearts up. Okay. That's going to help you a lot.
It's not a few either. It's four shrines per one heart.
Okay.
Yes. Do the math, number it out. I would tell you right now, get you about 5 hearts before you then next step you want to do is start increasing your stamina.
Yes. So should I do like 4 shrines, some story, four shrines, some story, or
because that's just the way the game plays out. That's okay. How you're gonna do it anyway. You will be like here and be like, oh shit, I see them little green swirly things. That's a shrine over there. Click in the right stick, zoom in, and then you can mark it from right there on the map, just like you did in the up there. It's so good. I've been doing that left and right lately too. I was like, oh yeah, you can just zoom in and mark it on the map, and then I can just eventually I'll get back over to that pin. I just said, it's so good. Oh, my God. That game also, is so good.
Here's a little tip for you too, Chalfie, because I know you don't like building stuff.
Yes, okay. I do not.
If you don't like building, in terms of traveling, find a horse and use the horse a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to help you get across the map a lot, because the way it works in the game is you have to open up fast travel everywhere. And the only way you open up fast travel is by the shrines. Or if you find the little sections where you can shoot up in the sky and get the map.
Yep, the sky towers. Very much in the vein of a Far Cry or OG Assassin's Creed games. Towers open up the map.
So if you want to be able to travel through the world, you have to constantly do that. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to have sections of the world that you just have to ride your horse to. That's going to take a while to get to because you don't have any way to get to. You don't have any fast travel points, essentially. Yeah. So make sure you're doing that constantly.
I'm currently Googling where to find the fastest horse in Tears of the Kingdom.
You don't need necessarily the fastest horse. You just need a horse.
That'll get me there.
Yeah, yeah. You can, the technique is there. You can squat and kind of sneak up on it and jump on it and start taming it. Or you can just drop an apple and then jump. It's breezy. It's like I said, you'll love it. You're going to have a good time, man. Okay. And you might not like to build shit. I'm not really a builder either. Like I hated that part of Fortnite. But once it starts doing what it's doing, you're like, oh, okay, made a boat. Sailed that boat across this bit of water. That was fun. How about this then? And it just they make it a more interesting portion of the game. And eventually you'll get
I'm okay with logical building. Oh, exactly. I need to build a bridge. I need to build a gate and door. Yes. But when I see people building these like fucking tree stump dick robots, I'm like,
yeah, that's them people doing that. They want to do that. You don't have to do that in the game. And eventually, you will come across a spot down in the depths that will offer you an auto build function. Correct. You ain't got to do shit.
You ain't got to do shit. Right. Click a button and it builds it for you.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, it's a delight, man. It really should be your summer game because that's basically what it is.
Yeah, because that's probably just going to take time. And I guess so to kind of bring it in my direction, then, I got Tears of the Kingdom on deck. I actually picked up. I've always wanted to play Sleeping Dogs.
Fantastic game.
Good game.
Because I had it and then never, what was that, on PS3?
PS3, I think I played it on 360. And then they did the Xbox One version of it. So yeah.
And I remember PS4. Playing it and then jumping into someone, really, really enjoying it, but never finishing it. And it was like I think CD Keys had it for like $4. I think I paid $3.99. Yeah. And so $4. And I was just like, oh, why not? So I'm going to start playing that a little bit on the Steam Deck as well. And then I did finish Ghostwire Tokyo. And it wasn't a terrible game.
I didn't like it.
But it just, it was very B tier. Like the story was not fleshed out. And it just was very, very repetitive. Like, yeah. I didn't feel like I was doing anything or making a change except for like go to the shrine, clear the fog, fight the thing. But it was just very, very generic. And so I was just like, you guys really fucked up because there is so much space, but there is not a lot to do. Like
very vacant.
It wasn't like super interactive. But the reason why I did like it was the perfect game for the time. Like, I didn't need to. I knew exactly what to do without paying attention to the story. Go here. Go there.
How long did it take you to beat that?
Not long. Maybe 5 hours.
It's on Game Pass, and I have it downloaded over yonder.
But, it's quick. It's super, super quick. My huge recommendation is initially it's in Japanese with American subtitles. Keep it that way.
Okay.
Because the American voice acting, usually voice acting doesn't bug me. I'm just like, whatever is voice acting, no big deal. Oh, this is bad. It's like, hey, buddy, we're going to the shrine. Okay, let's go to the shrine. And I'm just like, who did I do the acting on this? The worst. Like, man. So other than that, like, I mean, I'm stoked. I'm stoked to be playing some Tears of the Kingdom and to be playing some Sleeping Dogs. I think that'll give me a balance of like action and immersiveness, you know? And then on the what you watching, one show I've been watching on Netflix, I know there's no season three of it. I had never started season two, and that was the show called Hentified, where it was the family owned the taco shop and their experience with like deportation, losing their shop. And it's a lighthearted sort of dramedy in a sense. So I finished that one on the plane. That one had a really, really nice ending. And then I am rewatching Craig of the Creek from
episode one. I love that show.
Because that is also, as much as we started before we were recording, I was saying how I think it's stupid that it's called Max when HBO is like the primary one.
Yes.
But one of my favorite sort of benefits from that application is all the Cartoon Network things that are available there.
That's what I use it for.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, man, because Cartoon Network, before we had all the apps, was all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Like, you find a little bit here, you find a little bit there. Some of it's on Netflix, some of it's on Hulu, some of it's behind a paywall, some of it's in their app.
Just like, Adult Swim is its own thing. You can go find as well, yeah.
It's a fucking mess. So to have it like in a centralized location, I've just been rewatching that because fucking man, Craig of the Creek is so goddamn good.
It is really good.
That show is brilliant. So that's what I've been watching. Yeah. T, how about you? What have you been watching?
What just came back, Star Trek Strange New Worlds. It's on Paramount Plus. And I bumped into the first season of that out of nowhere over the summer. I just stayed up late one night and I was like, let me see what this is about. And ran through most of that show in a sitting. And so I was like, oh yeah, these new episodes will start popping up here this month. And I hit my mom up because my mom is who got me into Trek. Mm-hmm. And I was actually, she watched. She goes, oh, it's very good so far. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So I was like, let me watch the last episode from last season. And then I'll start this new season. Just glad I did. Needed that refresher. Mm-hmm. And it's so good, bro. It's like so much better than it has any right to be. It is the adventures of Captain Christopher Pike, the first captain of the Enterprise. And it's dope. Spock's on it. Uhura's on it. Of course, you know, played by, you know, different actors and so forth. But mm-hmm. they're there and you kind of get some of their, you know, their earlier adventuring out of the way. And it's like, okay, I fuck with this. The real, nice. The long and the short way. Real diverse cast, as always, is all Trek. As Trek has always been. Yes. But then this first episode here of season two, they had just a wonderful goodbye message to Nichelle Nichols, the actress who played the original Uhura. And it was just, I don't know, so touching that I was just like, that's so dope, man. So that is a fantastic show. Again, Paramount Plus, you should be watching that. Saw Across the Spider-Verse, and Across the Spider-Verse is genuinely one of the best movies. It's like the Tears of the Kingdom of Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And I love the first one, but this one is so much better in its own way.
Yeah.
And I can't believe they...
Did you see it got delayed?
I am so thinking about that, because that shit was scheduled for March of next year, and now they're talking about 2025.
Well, 2026.
That's what this writer strike is going to be, and so forth and so on. So I am patient because I want these union people to be paid their due, and I want them to have their fucking residuals taken care of. I know a lot of people. I know a couple of writers, and I'm like, yo, I want you to get taken care of. I want your residuals to be paid out. I don't want them using your writing to fucking feed AI to try to bite your style. And so I will suffer a film coming out later than I wanted to if I know everybody got a good deal who's working behind the scenes on that.
Yeah, I agree.
So sucks, but that movie's amazing and you should go see it.
Did you see that there's different scenes depending on when you see it?
Yeah. And I guess the version I saw, I was quite happy with. I didn't see that. So I saw the one where he said, I got you in my buddy. I have you in my muscular arms. I saw that one. And the other voice thing is people pointed out the change. I saw the original one. So I'm like, or the one that
the version of it. So I'm like, how funky that they have a couple of versions of that movie floating about.
Yeah.
That's which I think cool. is going to be very interesting and very fun when they release it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You know, hope you can have some alternative, you know,
takes. Yeah, I hope they just added all to extended cut.
Maybe. Because some of it is the same scene. So it's like, I don't mean, what you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Make it stretch that scene? I don't know. But.
Because I don't want to say it. I want to spoil the one I saw. But
yeah.
But what I saw is really cool.
Very good.
Yeah, and it's still on my list to see. I just like
it. Yeah, hasn't, if you can get to a Wild Center theater, especially, man, I think.
And that's really where I want to see it is in the theater. So I got to make sure I make time like this week to do it.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about it is, as good as the first one looked, this one actually looks better than the first one did.
Yeah.
With this pretty much the same budget. The fact they pulled this much more off with around $100 million is like, damn, what tech has come along and done in these years since, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing. Well,
and that's why I want to see it in the theater for the video, for the visuals and the audio. Like, this is one of those movies that I'm like, you got to put some respect on its name.
Yes.
You know, and yeah, I got a big TV. I do have a sound system. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Like, I want my seat to rumble. I want to hear that spatial audio. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be immersed.
Big difference.
Yeah. So I'm like, I want to go to a place like that. And then Delvin?
I've been watching a whole bunch of movies.
Mm-hmm.
I saw The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on my Patreon, you can hear my movie thoughts of the year. On that. Yeah. I really hate that movie. It's not good. I did not enjoy it at all.
Sir, what? I am on your Patreon, and I don't recall seeing this damn review come up.
Came up today.
Oh, well, there you go.
Came up today. That's why. But I did not like it. I also watched Transformers Rise of the Beast,
which
I surprisingly did like.
Okay. Now, was you a Beast Wars man?
Oh, when I was a kid, I liked Beast Wars. I thought it was fine, but it wasn't.
No.
It looks terrible. Beast Wars, like, legit. If you watch Beast Wars now, it looks like absolute dog shit. Like, what the fuck were they making?
Now, the animation on Beast Wars was rugged.
Yeah. I'm a G1 man, so Beast Wars offended me. And so I was wondering if this movie is a Beast Wars fan movie, or is it a G1 guy I can't get down with this one?
Both. But you will enjoy it a lot.
I mean, the buzz is good. People have been saying that, like, even if you are, like, how T and I are first-gen people, even though the animation wasn't so hot back in the day, it's like, ingrained. But, man, Beast Wars CG? Fuck. It's so rough. It's got a good... It's almost like how when the Michael Bay ones came out, it was just so different that it like stood alone.
Yeah.
This is, thank God they got Michael Bay to fuck off this franchise. Because this is way better than the Michael Bay shit to me at least.
I love Bumblebee. Bumblebee was really a fun movie to me. So.
This
really
is along the same lines as that.
Can't lie. Bumblebee was solid.
Yeah, this is along the same lines as that. So yeah, if you like Bumblebee, you'll love this one.
I want to go back to The Flash because I actually been meaning and I forgot to write it down. Why don't the DC movies connect? Like, why aren't they hitting? For example, going to Philadelphia, I watched Black Adam, and I was like, this movie is so fucking bad. Like, you got stars in there. You got a budget in there. You got, like, all the bells and whistles. Why aren't the DC movies connecting? Like, why are they flopping? Why did Black Adam flop so bad?
Because they try to do too many things at one time.
That, and then The Rock didn't want to connect it to Shazam like it needed to have.
Yeah.
Because he just, sometimes he's a real selfish asshole. And it when you do that.
It's a Shazam movie.
It is.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it's not. I had this conversation with my son the other day. And I think I come to this terms. The Rock wanted to make Black Adam Superman.
Yeah, and it just ain't that.
Yeah. The problem with that is, one, they already have a Superman. Two, if you want to make a Black Superman movie, there is a Black Superman in DC comic books. There's two of them.
Yeah.
There's Icon, which you could have did, which probably would have been really well, and there's Mon-El. He could have made it instead of, but Black Adam was the wrong character to try to do that with.
Yeah. Because I like that. I like that second Shazam movie. I thought it was fun.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't. That's the only one I haven't. I just need to watch it because I actually really enjoyed the first one too. Yep, like
I did too.
This is just like these DC movies. They're just missing something. You know what it is? It's like, it's, yeah. Or, because I was going to say, I think there's also too much of the copy and paste element. There's the paratrooper, paramilitary group searching for a thing, superhero.
Yeah.
City destroyed. Done. Like, it's those elements, like, where it's like, well, where's the story? Where's that? Like Delvin just said, where is the heart?
And the crazy thing about it is, I think the Flash movie has heart. Mm-hmm. It's just missing everything else around it. Like what happened?
I don't know, man. So bad. So bad. Yeah. And is there so much on the table to utilize, but these movies just are not clicking. So.
Well, that's what James Gunn's supposed to come in here and fix. And using his example of Peacemaker and his Suicide Squad movie, mm-hmm. if that's the what we're about to be fucking with, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, Peacemaker is excellent.
And that's going to be a huge course correction, and I think it's going to be well worth it.
Yeah, as we go through the summer, I have on my iPad, because then at night I can kind of throw it on there. Peacemaker, because I haven't watched it yet. Shazam. I need to finish Better Call Saul. So those are my summer shows as well.
I also enjoyed The Batman. I thought it was good.
Yeah, with Rob Pattinson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know some people didn't like it.
Much better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's just different.
It's very different.
All right. So let's jump into these jams and bring it home. I'll jump in first. I really haven't picked up anything new lately just because I've been on the go. But I do have plans to maybe go to Amoeba or something like that, just spend the day, just certain through the record bins. But didn't really been back on my heavy music. Mm-hmm. So for example, there's a band called Knocked Loose, and they're a metal group. I want to say maybe, I don't remember. I know I'll be wrong if I say it. But they just they dropped a couple singles, and those shits are if you were a fan of metal in the late 90s, early 2000s, that's what it is. It's just, it's intense. It's a bunch of time changes. Fucking Knocked Loose is amazing. So I've just been listening to them on repeat lately. And so their two singles that they came out with is Deep in the Willow and Everything is Quiet Now. And then the accompanying videos are a fucking trip. Really feel like it's some now I'm running a blank on the whole thing. Midsummer. What's the company that does those?
A24.
Their videos feel like an A24 movie, you know? So Knocked Loose has been my shit lately. So I've been listening to that. And as usual, a lot of Def Heaven, Idols, stuff like that. So music's kind of just been in a slow place too, just waiting for new shit to drop. Yeah. Delvin, how about you?
I forgot to mention it. So it's perfect time to mention it now. My son got me the Michael Jackson Dangerous album vinyl.
Nice.
For Father's Day.
Nice.
That is awesome.
Yes. So I got that to listen to. I sent you guys the link for it a week ago. They had, I think Mondo has Lupe Fiasco's
mm-hmm.
first album. I love Lupe Fiasco's first album.
I would go get it. It's way across the room now. I have a version of Food Liquor that came out, I want to say Record Store Day last year. And it's Food Liquor 1 and 2 in a box set.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah, I love Food Liquor. So I very much appreciate that first one. I like, I basically bought the box set for Food and Liquor, not Food and Liquor 2. it comes on nice color vinyl and stuff like that there. So I will... I have that already. So I was like, okay, cool. I don't got to buy Food and Liquor on the clear vinyl, but I might.
Yes, who knows?
I own many a copy of things that I own more than one copy of. So that's cool.
And I like Lupe a lot. I think Lupe is very underrated. One of my favorite, I don't want to call him underground artists, but kind of is.
He walks a weird path.
Yeah.
Because he does have the underground, but then he also has the mainstream connection. Like he's a weird
fucking guy. He has an interesting career because he came out like co-signed by Jay-Z. Pretty much like he's probably going to be under Rockefeller, but he's not under Rockefeller.
Yeah.
He might be signed to good music, but he's not signed to good music.
Yeah. It's like what you're kind of describing is like his career path. He's adjacent to everything.
Yes.
It's not like in that main pathway.
Exactly.
I need to listen to more Lupe for sure.
Lupe's dope. And then he has this career where he just like, he kind of like just puts out what he wants to put out. Mm-hmm. And the music is just like freaking fantastic. Lupe's just dope.
Yeah.
Him and Royce have a similar career path.
I could see that. Because Royce puts out some really interesting albums.
Yes.
And you don't know they're coming too. And then you're just like, what the fuck is this?
And then when you hear it, the same thing I say about Lupe. Like, why aren't more people listening to these albums? These albums are incredible. When people sit there and say like, oh, there's no good hip-hop music coming out. No, there's plenty of good hip-hop music
coming out. They'll have like mainstream features on there too.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, oh shit, but just nah. That's what I'm saying. They're weird, super odd pathways.
Yeah.
How about you, T?
All right. First thing I want to tell you, Victoria Monet, a wonderful artist who I just bumped into out of the blue somewhere, dropped a new single this week or last week called Oh My Mama. Victoria Monet is amazing, and I'm super in love with her music, and that single has me very excited for what more she's about to do. Go listen to Oh My Mama by Victoria Monet. As for records, I am a huge record collector, as you know. And so these are some things that have come in the old mailbox here. Nicholas Craven, Bodie James, Fair Exchange, No Robbery. I got on the second pressing. The first pressing sold out faster than I can do anything about it. So I'm on the second pressing. But the version I got is really, really nice, and I'm very happy with it. De La Soul, Stakes Is High, my absolute favorite De La album. I finally owned it on vinyl after years of trying to get it on vinyl. I have lost eBay auctions at the last second for that record. I have been intentionally like, I will give you the dough for it. And just could never get it. And once they bought their catalog back from Tommy Boy, and we're working to put it back on vinyl as soon as it went available for pre-order, pre-purchase, I bought it. And yeah, it finally arrived. And it is my shit. It is so important to me. I made a nice little TikTok unboxing of that shit. I love Stakes Is High. It's my shit. I got that Freddie, most of the stuff I'm telling you right now was stuff I pre-ordered. Freddie Gibbs, that soul sold separately. I got the Spotify first.
Blue.
Yeah. On Cobalt Blue vinyl. It's very nice. Love it. I love the album when it dropped. Love the album still. Now I finally own it on vinyl, and that's fly. This literally just came in today. That is Bilal, Firstborn Second. First time available on vinyl ever. It was only on CD back in the day. The version I own on CD was a promo copy. It did not get the play it deserved from Interscope. It did not get put out there like it should have. And which is dumb because Dre on production, JD on production, J Dilla on production, the Soul Quarians, you know, James Poser and Questlove and everybody on there. This album is amazing. And to own it on vinyl, and plus it's a musical vinyl release, which is a European record imprint. It's very high quality pressing, and I'm super excited just to have it. I also finally, I've been saying I was going to do it for forever, and I finally just broke down and did it. I made an IG just for my records.
Mm-hmm.
And I locked that shit down. It's like, there's really no means of real communicating. It's like, don't be sending me messages. You can't comment on my shit. No, none of that. I guess you can just like it. And even if I could turn likes off, I would have. I just want to be able to go in there, take pictures of my records,
archival, post them.
Yeah. That's yeah, good. And do shit. I got my next one that I'm going to start photographing here soon. Behind me on the table back here, I was like, oh yeah, that's a dope looking record. Let me take some pictures of that. So because I just got a lot of records. I got a lot of color vinyl that I think just looks neat. And like I said, and not that I won't take pictures of black vinyl and stuff like that there, but I got some dope shit. And there's I actually have a 7-inch over here that I'm like, oh, I think that'll be like the first 7-inch I take pictures of. So it is The Vinyl Crown is what I named it, and it's, you know, I it's only got a couple of posts up right now. Oh yeah, that Busta Rhymes of the coming, the Vinyl Be Please pressing. I got that on this real Red Cloud vinyl is what they call it. Sounds amazing. I love that album. Another thing with lots of JD before he was Dilla,
when he was still JD, and people was like, JD, it's another JD. Like, yeah, Detroit's JD, James Yancey, you know what I'm saying? And he did a lot of production on that. That was Busta Rhymes' first solo record. And I love that I have a nice pressing of that. That's a Vinyl Me Please pressing of that. So yeah, a lot of records. But yo, hands down, that Victoria Monet, On My Mama. And if you want to like know why I fell in love with Victoria Monet, it is the name of the song is that got me like, yo, I love this chick, is We Might Even Be Falling in Love. If you listen to the songs under 3 minutes of a podcast episode, that song is literally a 51 second interlude, and I listen to it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I make that shit 10 minutes.
I just added her to my Apple Music so I can check it out.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, I think that wraps it up for this evening. As always, mad love to you guys for joining me tonight. I don't know. How do we usually wrap this up? Oh, yeah. T, where can they find you?
I am Tayrell713, the internet across, man. Have that. I am the producer, host, everything of Stay's Crunchy Milk. Crunchy, of course, being spelled with a K, which is available everywhere you get your fine podcast from. You should check that shit out. My mama just told me that she listened to 498 and was very impressed with that episode. Nice. My 76-year-old mama, who don't like me cursing, but was like, I got past the cursing because y'all was speaking such a good episode. I'm like, okay, mama,
all right.
So yep. Tell me right now, you should be listening to that show. I'm very proud of it. About nice. 500 episodes, so dopeness.
All right, Delvin.
You know, you can check me out on PSVG this week, and special Delvin Cox experience come up this week. I had a Pride panel. Nice. I had people from the community talking about their experience.
White Pride? That's fucked up, dude. That's a long time ago.
not at all.
I heard about y'all that your little county commission up there in northern Florida who was a member of the Klan. So you know. Yeah,
that homie need to be out of here.
It goes down.
But for those who ever had questions about the LGBTQ community, we discuss things, we open up the line, and we communication, and we kind of just put it out there for people to hear it. And it's a great conversation that people should definitely check out.
Excellent. Good. Love to hear, man.
Good. All right, and then on my end, you know, you can always find me, primarily you can find me just posting a bunch of stories on Instagram, Chaufie, Chaufie. You can, every so often I'll be poking myself out on Twitter at lchaufie, ELCHAUFIE. But mostly you just find me here fucking around with my friends. Just want to thank everyone for sticking with us and listening in. You know, we do get feedback. We do get some good comments, but we'd love to hear more from you guys. Maybe even drop us some reviews every now and again. We also have the catalog on Mars Instagram as well, where I've been working on posting just like tidbits here and there about like some of the topics that have been on the show. So I'll be posting some links in the notes. I'll post a SoundCloud link to the Father's Day rap as well. But for T and Delvin, I'm Chalvi. We're out of here. Peace. Peace.
What did you say, Grandma? Mama. Mama.
What? Grandma's not here.